Know Your Constituency, the RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Díríomh agus mar gcéad fáilte to Know Your Constituency, a general election map of all 43 constituencies. This might be the first episode you're listening to. If it is, you're welcome. It might be the constituency you vote in and the only one you want to know about, or you might be poring over all 43 of them. Either way, you're very welcome to this episode of the podcast, which is focusing on Cork South West. I'm Cormac O'Hara. I'm joined once again in the podcast studio by RTE Radio's Barry Lenehan. He's here for all 43 episodes and chomping at the bit to do so. And also with us from Cork is Teresa Reedy, political scientist at University College Cork. You're both very welcome to the pod. Barry, let's get straight into it. You might give us the essentials for Cork South West, the seats and the seat holders.
Yes, and as somebody said to me down in West Cork, for anoraks like ourselves, this constituency is like chocolate. And the incumbent, because we have two party leaders here, Michael Collins of Independent Ireland, Holly Kearns of the Social Democrats, and completing the three seats, standing again, Christopher O'Sullivan of Fianna Fáil.
Okay, so what kind of chocolate are we looking at in your from your view, Teresa? What are the big issues here in this constituency? Well,
the first thing is this is an enormous slab of chocolate. So it is, because it is a constituency that runs all the way from Kinsale, just outside Cork City, all the way down to Bantry. It's a huge territory. You have a couple of very large towns, and then you've kind of quite a dispersed population as well. It's also one of the wealthier parts of the country. It's a kind of a larger rural constituency, mm-hmm. but it is one with a concentration of pharmaceutical production. So it is a very interesting and reasonably diverse place for a rural constituency. And so for that reason, in terms of the issues, there's a little bit of a mix here, because you're going to have all of the main national issues: housing, childcare, health. But this is a place where agriculture and fisheries will be on the agenda. But there's also a very strong tourism base all across this constituency. And this is a sector that's been really challenged in the last all period in many ways, between the pandemic and then the recovery. And so you'd expect a lot of focus on the challenges that small businesses, especially in the hospitality sector, are experiencing. So I think the VAT rate will be featuring. But more generally, you know, the conditions that are being experienced in the tourism sector, I think, will be important, certainly in some of the kind of more further west parts of the constituency.
Well, I love even the stuff you mentioned there. It shows the diversity, doesn't it? The housing, childcare, health, the agri, the fisheries, the tourism, the pharma, the hospitality, the rural and the townlands. I mean, this is as good as you get, as Barry says, in terms of a diversity in a constituency. But let's get into the runners and riders. With the same old caveat, this is at the time of recording, Barry. The nominations haven't closed as we're speaking, so more names could still appear on the ticket. But who are they in Cork South West?
Yeah, and this is one of the most difficult of all the 43 constituencies to predict what will happen. But in amongst it is one certainty, and that is that Michael Collins will top the poll, the co-leader of Independent Ireland. He was first elected in 2016 as an independent, when he became the first independent to win a seat for Cork South West since Florence Wisherley in 1957. He takes a lot of the vote that used to belong to Fine Gael around West Cork, deep West Cork. They used to belong to PJ Sheehan. Michael Collins saying the next parish to him is New York. Of course, PJ Sheehan used to say his Goleen base meant he was the deputy furthest away from Leinster House. And Collins's vote is likely to increase. He's been described as a hoover by the other parties around West Cork. And he got both of his brothers elected in the local elections as well, including John in Bandon Kinsale and Danny in Bantry. There was local rumour and chatter that he actually might run a second candidate here, Michael Collins, but that hasn't come to pass. But the one certainty amongst all the uncertainty in Cork South West is that Collins should top the poll.
Okay, and there might be there probably will be an inter-coalition battle in this one, Teresa.
Yeah, I think that's the the crux of the matter, it's going to come down to effectively a three-way battle for the last two seats. And in that you have Christopher O'Sullivan, who is the current Fianna Fáil incumbent. He's very popular locally, but he wouldn't have a large national profile. So he's going to be trying to hold on to his seat. Social Democrat Party leader Holly Kearns is in the mix here. She rather unexpectedly took that seat in 2020, but now she has a much higher profile. She's leader of her party, and she has also built up the base on the ground in Cork Southwest. And so there are now two Social Democrats who were elected as councillors in June of this year. So she's been carefully cultivating that vote. But this is a place where Fine Gael are also going to be in the hunt. I mean, in many ways, Fine Gael regard this as their stronghold. They've held a seat here. It's Michael Collins territory for the party, so it's very symbolic. Very important, but they lost this seat in 2020, and there was a lot of acrimony in the party. Now, some of that seems to be behind them, but it's not fully clear that the internal tensions have been resolved. They have two candidates in the race. Senator Tim Lombard, he ran in 2020 and came fourth, and he is also joined on the ticket by Councillor Noel O'Donovan, who's located around Clonakilty. He's a former guard, and he's been seen out canvassing a lot with Jim O'Keefe. So it's not clear which of the two Fine Gael candidates will kind of emerge the strongest. But effectively here, it is a three-way battle between Fianna Fáil, the Social Democrats and Fine Gael. But there are only two seats available.
Yeah, and even some analysts locally and some of the parties believe that Holly Kearns' increased national profile might allow her to escape from the pack here and into the second seat. But it is worth pointing out that she did benefit from a handsome transfer from Sinn Féin on the last occasion, which saw her get into the last seat. Indeed, Holly Kearns was the longest priced winner with the bookmakers of election 2020. So she really did cause a shock. And there was a parcel of 3,000 votes from Sinn Féin, which got her over the line. So she'd be taking nothing for granted.
And there's national interest there as well, Teresa. If Holly Kearns is the leader of the Social Democrats, as you mentioned. So quite apart from Cork Southwest and the interest locally there, if she loses her seat, it's quite a big deal, isn't it, for the party and the fortunes of the party?
Oh, it would be a very significant outcome for the party. They would immediately be thrust into leadership questions, and it could potentially then have consequences and lead into government formation discussions, because there is a suggestion, of course, that all of the smaller political parties will be in the mix after this election, given the kind of fragmentation we see at the moment. So immense consequences for her own party, but further knock-on potential as well.
Yeah, there is traditionally a left-wing seat in this constituency. The Labour Party had a seat here for many a long year, including with the youngest ever TD in 1949. But really, I think the battle here is between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Fine Gael talk about the Harris Hop. Fianna Fáil people in Cork especially point to the Martin mojo that Micheál Martin in his own backyard will look to bring a wave of TDs in Cork. But on Fine Gael, I was actually drinking in Roscarbury when we were supposed to do our domestic holidays in Nolan's Bar in Roscarbury with Fine Gael people, and they were apoplectic about this idea that they have no TD in the home of their spiritual leader. And so I think the party, it has a much acrimony which centred around the last election, but I think they're really going to put hammer and tongs at it. Teresa mentioned the Fine Gael grandee here in Cork Southwest, Jim O'Keefe. It's interesting that he was out canvassing with Noel O'Donovan, the candidate based in Clonakilty. Where were they canvassing? In Tim Lombard's backyard of Bandon. So a free-for-all between the two Fine Gael candidates here, it would appear. Now, talking to one senior Fine Gael strategist nationally, they think that Tim Lombard might have the edge by dint of geography. There are more chimney pots near Tim Lombard than there are Noel O'Donovan, for instance. He's all Bandon, that side of the constituency, to himself. But again, locally, at the last election, Noel O'Donovan, there was a petition of 500 Fine Gael members to get him added to the ticket. Those members unhappy with Tim Lombard, thinking he was the pick of his great friend Simon Coveney. So maybe the membership is behind Noel O'Donovan. And don't forget, there were much acrimony with the Fine Gael candidate Karen Coakley, who ran in 2020. She, of course, resigned from the party in 2022, saying she had been bullied and alleging that her general election campaign of 2020 had been undermined. But if the members membership has repaired itself since then. It might appear they're behind O'Donovan, but geography is behind Lombard.
There's a lot to chew there, right? The first thing is, I want to know at some point if you're drinking also with Fianna Fáil friends and Labour
friends
and Sinn Féin and
Labour, everyone.
You drink with anyone, basically, Barry Linehan. The second thing, when you look at the 2020 results, how tight it was. Fine Gael's Tim Lombard got 13.2% of the vote. And Christopher O'Sullivan, for example, who came in second place, got 14.1. So really, really tight. I have a question for you, Teresa, though, in relation to the vote on the left. Do you think Evie Nevin, Labour's Evie Nevin, the candidate here, could eat into the Social Democrat vote, I wonder? Could damage that vote for Holly Cairns?
I think that's a very good question for here and more generally across the country, because when we look at the profile of voters that the Social Democrats, the Labour Party, and actually also the Green Party, when we look at the profile of their voters and their supporters, there's very little that distinguishes them. They're swimming in a very similar pool. I think in this particular constituency, because Holly Cairns is the party leader, I mean, she's standing up in the Dáil every day. She has a very large national profile. I think she probably has cornered that kind of soft left vote. And you know, it was consolidated quite a bit in June in the local elections, you know, getting an extra seat in there for the party. So I think it's important to note that it's interesting, it's constituency dynamics that are probably determining where that vote lands for each of those three parties. They're certainly very, very similar. But I think in this case, she's definitely, Holly Cairns definitely has the edge. And again, just kind of sticking with the other political parties as well, this is a place where Sinn Féin is quite weak, and there's no real sign that they're going to make a breakthrough here either. So even further to the left, there isn't a lot of competition on the ground that, strictly speaking, should concern Holly Cairns.
Okay, let's do the last dance in Cork South West. And we know that campaigns matter, and we know that the nominations haven't closed at this point. But how might this shake out? I'll come to you, Barry, on this first of all.
Yeah, I think Michael Collins obviously will top the poll. I think Holly Cairns is relatively secure. So then it comes down to the final seat between O'Donovan, Lombard and O'Sullivan. O'Donovan is perhaps hampered by geography. And when he goes out, maybe out the door to his left, Cairns and Collins are eating up votes. And then right in his doorstep is O'Sullivan. But if he is backed by the Fine Gael grassroots on the ground, if they've healed the divisions of 4 years ago, he did have a good local elections in Clonakilty, getting over 2,000 votes. Might he be the one? Of course, he was a councillor before leaving to become a member of an Garda Síochána. As for Fianna Fáil here, Christopher O'Sullivan, he's the only horse in the race for Fianna Fáil here, and it's hard to see where transfers will come from, bar Alan Coleman, the independent candidate from Bandon, whom used to be in Fianna Fáil. And it's also worth pointing out that Fianna Fáil, Christopher O'Sullivan, not since 1973 has a Fianna Fáil TD managed to retain their seat at the election after they'd initially won it. So four people, Dennis O'Donovan, Margaret O'Mahony Murphy, even the former Agriculture Minister Jim Walsh and Christopher's father, Christopher Senior, all lost their seat.
That's
at their second election. So Flor Crowley in 1973 the last. So that's my in to say I think Fine Gael might reclaim their trophy prize here between O'Donovan and Lombard in the home of Michael Collins.
Teresa?
Yeah, I think I agree with Barry, and the other thing to add in here is you know, the wind is in the sails of Fine Gael at the moment. So they have a large operation on the ground. There's a fairly intense rivalry between the candidates, which is never a bad thing going into the election, and it probably leans in their direction. I think the one thing we will say is they will be immensely disappointed if they don't take this seat, because they consider it to be one of the critical gains for the party, but it also has those additional psychological ramifications as well.
Okay. These podcasts are such a bad idea for you predictors, because if there's a turner for the books, you know we'll be coming back to you. Barry Linehan and Teresa Reedy, thank you very much indeed. We'll leave it there for the moment. Barry, you'll be back, of course, for an update after nominations close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research. Kieran Cullen was on sound. Our producer was Alistair McConnell. And remember to tune in to RTE Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RTE Television and all our digital platforms for full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know Your Constituency, the RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.